This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
Political reports that the White House press secretary says daily briefings are not coming back anytime soon. The press secretary is Stephanie Grisham. She said she's not likely to conduct a White House press briefing anytime in the near future, and in the process derided the once regular sessions as an act of theater for reporters seeking to get famous during the televised news conferences. She claims that the President Trump is the most accessible president in history and that all of the media knows this already.
Well, if accessible means when you're outside of the White House on the driveway or the tarmac or whatever he is where he fields questions while, Air Force One or the chopper behind the propeller turns and you can barely hear what he's saying, No, that's not being accessible. I mean, granted, he's taking questions on the fly like that, but it's on his terms. And that's not how it should be. This is the elected official of the leader of the free world. The press need to have their place and time, and the press room has always traditionally been that place and time and that forum for the president to be able to ask and take questions. And for him to try to control the message like that should be something that's alarmist to us in a democracy that we live in.
Or at the very least, these briefings are a chance for the press secretary, who's basically the mouthpiece for the president, to take questions and
yes,
answer them.
Absolutely.
And also, you need to understand communication. I mean, we have someone who's the head of communication and they don't want to communicate. And that's an irony, right? You know, the daily press briefings is because, you know, this is the biggest office in the world. And every day there's so much of happening across the world, in Asia and Africa. And we need to get some reactions from the biggest office in the world. What's their take on that? And they haven't had any press briefings in the last almost like 200 days. That's a sign that something's not right. And, you know, this is not something like, oh, man, oh, it's not happening. See, this is taxpayers' money. We are paying them money to give the information. And if they're not doing that job, then we have to do something about it. I think this is not really right on the part of the communication head of the White House to do this. But giving an excuse like, oh, man, they're making jokes on SNL or on media, that's a kind of a very silly excuse.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that's pretty thin-skinned if you're worried about what Saturday Night Live is saying about you. And while President Trump does tweet quite a bit and put information out that way, again, it's not a chance for reporters to ask follow-up questions. It's on his terms, as you're saying. And this is kind of an ongoing problem in the White House. We've talked about this on Shop Talk before about how President Obama would really limit access for photojournalists and try to control, in a sense, the messaging that way, too.
Yeah, this is a good point, Rich. This is not just nitpicking against President Trump, but, President Obama and his access that he would allow the press, too. This is something that should affect any presidency, and there's been some questions in recent administrations about this. But I think the point, especially Rajvi just made about, this is taxpayers, supporting a government that should be transparent, should be open, and we should have a press that has the freedom to address a press secretary on a daily basis, because there's issues on a daily basis that need to be asked and we need answers. And to have this on this president's whim and his own demand and power is certainly not exercising and giving us the free press and the service that we deserve.
Yes. So going back to what the point you made, Rich, about the president tweeting, like if you look at statistics, like, how many of you know what's tweeting? I'm not even making this joke. I mean, there are a lot of professors who don't know how to use a Twitter.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
If you look at the Pew statistics, almost like 11% of Americans, they don't have access to internet. Like, if you're talking about, okay, the president is tweeting, like, how many of you are actually following him, and how many of them know what is he tweeting about, right? So, I mean, that's not a saying like, oh, man, the president is tweeting about it, but we also need to know the general population should also have access to information about what the country is deciding on important topics.
Right.
And I think, he's not given any regular press meet in the last 6 months. He's giving like occasional talk here and there, but there has not been a single decent press meet with the journalist in a podium or something like that in the last several months. And I think that's a sign that if you have look at the world leaders across the world, only like countries where there are regimes or dictators, they will decide when to meet the press. So I think that sets the tone of how the media is also being handled by the highest office in the land. So I think, you know, there's something that needs to be done about it. We can't just be quiet. Oh, there's no daily press briefings. This is something that I think the media should take some action so that the government should know that they need to inform the people about what's happening within the government and inside as well as.
Well, are you concerned? And certainly we don't know whether President Trump will be reelected or if somebody else will be in the White House after next year's elections. But are you concerned that this is a trend that's continuing with the president's office providing less and less access to the media? Do you think this is something that's going to continue, or might it turn around?
It's definitely a concern for me as a journalist, because I've worked in several countries, and then if I'm not having access to the government officials about the state of certain issues, where should I go for information then? We should ensure there is transparency, and that's very important for a good foundation for a government, especially dealing with media. And I mean, given the fact that, you know, this trend is going to continue, if it's going to continue, it's going to be a problem for the journalists, because we need authentic sources. And we can't just quote, okay, we just got some news from inside the government. And this anonymity, I think it's a kind of a very important thing for importance or the credibility of news. We need some kind of authentic information and transparency that's coming from the top to the bottom. And that's my biggest concern. I hope the next administration takes a note of this development and make sure that there is transparency between the top government officials and the media.
I agree. This should be an utmost concern. I think this is just a reflection of this man and this administration trying to control the message. And I don't doubt that other administrations have tried to have their way in dealing, quote unquote, with the press. But this is someone who's blatantly trying to really control the message, limit the message, limit the access to information that's vital to Americans, that Americans have had access before with previous administrations. But this is probably the most blatant and grossest example of that. And so all Americans should be up in arms about this practice that's been going on. It needs to stop.
Yeah. And with this president, even if you provide him with facts or even video, you can show video evidence of him saying something and he will still deny it as being fake news.
Right.
And that's a problem, too, because there are people who then are going along with him.
Absolutely. And again, how do you repair that? You know, how do you correct that when people are with the political lines drawn? Again, getting it out in the open, having these press briefings daily that used to be a regular common fare is the first step toward doing that, I think.
Okay, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.